I'm walking down the street.
I do want to say to Donnie and many of you in this room that over a very long career in this city, all of you have helped me and my colleagues tell the truth and to try to tell.
I may not look like you and you me, but
my head up.
I'm from South Carolina, so I just...
What does this event mean to you, Miss Peggy Morris?
Oh, my heart.
Happy 20th anniversary.
My heart is about loving up on my sisters. Do you know what it feels like to have your sisters in the room? Donnie. It'll
be me, and it'll be different than unique. I'm gonna be the best me I can be by letting its glory shine through. I am beautiful, I am blessed, but not just what you see in the flesh. I'm free from people, free from myself. There's
the doctor lived next door to the janitor, to the reverend, and the lawyer. We were together. Now we get so high and mighty that you create stress on your society because you don't like poor black folks either. That's a health problem. Get yourself together so I can stop being taking care of geriatric people and get back to pediatrics. I thank you, Donnie, for all you've done. Let's keep doing it all the more.
Letting its glory shine through. That'll be you. That'll be me. That'll be different than you need. I'm gonna be the best me I can be by letting its glory shine through.
All right. This is a very special day. We want you to be upbeat and positive. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I got my main apple scrapple on the line, Dr. Michael Carter.
God
Mr.
bless
Guy,
you, how you doing? Donnie.
Praise the Lord, brother. Praise the Lord.
God bless Mr. you, Guy, brother. You God doing? Bless you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We want to bless the Lord. Let's take a moment and just bless the Lord for this day. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just say thank you for another day. We ask that you bless this broadcast. May we touch somebody, inspire somebody, help empower somebody. And we promise, Lord, to give you all the praise and all the glory in your mighty, matchless, and majestic name. Amen. Dr. Carter, how you been?
Man, God bless you, Brother Donnie. How you been, man? God bless
man,
you,
man. I'm blessed
brother.
By the best.
Well, I tell you, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Come magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. God bless you, Brother Donnie. God thank you, brother, for opening your heart and inviting me. And I asked Brother Guyton to be on. I don't know if you guys have ever seen each other or met each other. He's the state director, just like you, for Texas. He covers that territory. So God bless you, brother. God bless you, man.
Why do you do Black Wall Street USA?
Well, you know, when I went to Tulsa in 1989 for the first time, I was 19 years old, well, about to turn 19 in November of 89. My friend, who's the current global administrator for Black Wall Street, Ben Johnson's family goes back to the 1870s in the Boley, Oklahoma, Tatum, Oklahoma area. And he said, man, you got to come with me to Thanksgiving to Tulsa. And he told me about Black Wall Street, and I did not believe it because I didn't grow up seeing anything he described. And so when I went back, one of the places I went to was the Oaklawn Cemetery, which is in near the Greenwood Cultural Center. And it was raining. It was cold. And he said, this is where some of our ancestors from the original Black Wall Street, Tulsa, is buried. Now, white people denied it, but he knew the history. And so, as I was standing there, Brother Donnie, right along on that sidewalk, leaning on that short fence there in Tulsa near the Oaklawn Cemetery, The spirit of our ancestors grabbed me in a way in the spirit, and their overwhelming message in the spirit now was that we have unfinished business.
Yes,
we have
sir.
Unfinished business. And if you look at the whole of America, America is the America that we know, not because of what our younger white brothers and sisters have done, but because of what our ancestors have done. And when you look at America in 2024, we have unfinished business. So after my experience in Tulsa that evening, and having going back to Tulsa 7 times, I've been there 8 times total. But that first time, the spirit spoke and said, when you get back to Oakland, you go to that black area on East 14th and you turn that into a Black Wall Street district. God said, you have the authority. You don't have to ask those businesses that have been there for 40 years and 50 years. You just go tell them that this is the Black Wall Street district. And with me being 27 years, you know, I had to get all the weed smoking and the fornication and the drinking out of my system. So by the time I turned 27, I was ready to do it.
Yes,
and
sir.
After that, that everybody around the world, Uganda, South Africa, Amsterdam, Paris, they come want to start their own district. So I'm going to just be honest with you. I did not start this movement, Brother Donnie. God did. Our ancestors did. And so that's how it got started. And you know, see, what he did was he put me in contact with people who were in the same spirit, like you, like Guyton, like Stone. I mean, there's thousands of you. And so that just showed that the physical may die. The body may die. But the spirit, oh, good God Almighty, the spirit lives.
Brother Guyton, what did you think when you first met a Dr. Michael Carr?
Well, first of all, let me say hello to Brother Donnie. Pleasure meeting you and engaging you on this amazing platform. I'm excited, ignited, and delighted about being involved. But I think what ended up happening is I began to recognize the Black Wall Street in me. And in that recognition, and Dr. Carter just brought it full circle. I started Black Wall Street, Texas in 2015. And I found, I guess, in my DNA, my divine natural abilities to be about Black Wall Street. And so Ephesians 3:20 talks about that he would do exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask or think according to the power that's at work within us. Now, hey man, that's Black Wall Street. That's straight up Black Wall Street right there, you know, in everybody. So everybody was created with Black Wall Street in them. So my discovery is the three fingers pointing back at me. And like Dr. Carter said, hey, when it was brought to the, when I saw it brought to the table, I was already in. Then I began to come to learn what I'm stepping in, what I'm already in. And man, it's a time whose turn has come.
Mr. Guyton, I first learned about Black Wall Street officially around 2011. And it took a Dr. Carter to help me to remember that, boy, you knew about this before 2011. You dropped the bomb on me, baby.
Yep.
You dropped the bomb on me. Charlie Wilson and Charlie the Gap, they were trying to tell us. But when I met Dr. Carter, like you said, it was full circle. And slowly but surely, I hope he gets to tell me about that lady, that woman. Who's that woman? That woman that she served as a mama to you, when you went.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I know her. I met her.
Dr. Carter, who's that lady you told me about that took you in?
That was Mary Carter. I was 2 weeks old, and she walked outside in December of 1970, and found me on a doorstep. And she had already taken back there in the South. People kept people's children while they went to work without a daycare's license. So over 65 years, Mary Carter took care of over 2,500 children. And she would always say, "You're the only one I kept. I didn't want nobody else's child." And that made me feel special. And that's why I tell people, you're never alone. You're never alone. God, if God is with you, he's more than anybody. You could have all 135 billion human beings who ever lived on this planet and still feel like you're alone. But when you're with God, you're never alone. And so Mary Carter took me in. She was 76. She passed away at 83. And then the lady across the street, Viola Wright, took me in after Mary Carter died. And Mary Carter's family came and got me and took me back to California. So I hadn't seen Sister Wright in 40 years. And so when I took my trip in 2018 to Texas, Dr. Guyton, state director, had a whole lot of stuff for me to do. But I said, "Lord, I need to go see if Sister Wright is still alive." And she was indeed, 97 years old. And I have a lunch pail that she kept. They went in the back room and got that lunch pail from when I was 7. The flight number going back to California when I left Houston in 2018 was 1978. That was the flight number. And it was 1978 the last time I saw Sister Wright. So it was two women. And I tell you, every time I think about how fortunate I am and how families fall out with each other, I'm not interested in talking to people who are not talking to their family members for foolishness sake, because at the end of the day, love is thicker than blood, love is thicker than water. And these are two women that I hold up in high esteem and tell all women, I don't care what your race is, you need to hold yourself up to Mary Carter and Viola Wright, because they are women who are the examples, the epitome, the paragon of strength and rectitude. You hear what I'm saying? And I'm the man I am today, not because of too many brothers, but I'm certainly the man I am today because of these two black women.
Mr. Guyton, I gotta ask you, did you know, now I got a book out, Mr. Guyton, I don't know if you know it, I Am Black Wall Street, but I learned so much about Texas. I'm from Baltimore, but let me tell you, I've never been to Texas, but I love me some Texas. Let me tell you why. Now, one, Oklahoma had 70 to 80 black towns. As I met Dr. Carter and started doing my research, that's one thing I learned. I also learned that a lot of the people in Oklahoma came down from Kansas. But what I did not know is that Texas had over 500 black towns in East Texas alone. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
And Texas got the oldest, Dallas got the oldest black chamber of commerce in the entire nation.
That's
right. Is that in DeSoto?
I don't know. I just know it's in Dallas, a part of the U.S. Black Chambers.
Okay.
What I'm getting to is that a lot of us, like in other parts of the country, don't know how much black history is right there in Texas.
Wow. Thanks for sharing, man.
Actually, the first black who went from Florida to Oklahoma, his name was Chief John Horse. This was like 1843. He went through Texas because he didn't like Oklahoma. He went through Texas to Mexico and became the Border Patrol. But tell me what y'all are doing today, Mr. Guyton, as it relates to Black Wall Street and supporting black businesses.
Now, say that again and say it a little slower so I can hear exactly what you're asking me to do.
Tell me what you are doing today in Texas to celebrate Black Wall Street.
Well, we just did an amazing conference call And we activated the Black Wall Street and on that call in several people. But you know, we celebrate Black Wall Street every day because Black Wall Street is every day. You're every day. Ephesians 3:20 applies to you every day. And I do more of what I celebrate is what took place between 1906 and 1921, where we lived that thrive life. I don't care to celebrate a massacre and the things that went the other way. I just allow that to bring what's in me out. But how we thrive and what we have been created to do and how we've been created to do it, that's where my heart is, and that's what I look at all the time. What basically took place between 1906 and 1921. Yeah, we acknowledge and we recognize what happened and what took place, but I don't call that a time of celebration. I call it a time of bringing what's in me out so I can continue to move forward and let people know about that Black Wall Street with inside of them so they can become all that God's called them to be. And that's just my take on it. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. What I love is the fact that now where it was Black Wall Street Tulsa, right? Now it's Black Wall Street Global. I mean, it's Black Wall Street everywhere you look, everywhere you go, you know. And I love the fact that you're a history buff. So you understand about Tulsa not being considered the quote unquote first Black Wall Street. You know, W.E.B. Du Bois had proclaimed a couple spots before Booker T. Washington proclaimed Tulsa. But the thing that really has happened in this, there was no place like Greenwood. Yeah. There was no place like Greenwood. How the dollars circulated in the community. How in the state of Oklahoma, there were only two airports at the time. But six airplanes were in Black Wall Street, Tulsa, Greenwood, in that 35 block area. The way that business thrived in there and the way it continued to grow in there and to grow into people. I'm excited. I have a friend that's probably the foremost authority on Black towns in America, Dr. Myrna Roberts, who's from Tatum, Oklahoma. And she sat me down and she began to talk to me and teach me a lot about what has taken place in that history. I have an uncle that lived on Greenwood. He's my mother's youngest brother. And spent a lot of time in Boley. So, and like what Dr. Carter said, man, when you go to that area, man, what you hear in the wind, what you hear in the atmosphere, where our ancestors are crying out for justice, and that we have an opportunity to bring that forth by allowing the Black Wall Street in us to continue to multiply and to bring forth who we are and whose we are, because it's still a kingdom movement, but you see Ephesians 3:20 come to life. And man, that's my desire to continue to let that go.
Let me just jump in here. Dr. Carter, I gotta ask you.
Yeah.
The focus has always been Tulsa, but as Mr. Guyton has said, of course, there are two other official ones, Richmond and Durham, but you know also that wherever there were Black people, there was your great-great-grandmama and my great-great-grandpapa, and they were hustlers. They were entrepreneurs. It is not new. Out there in California, you got Allendale, California. You got a Black town there. A lot of people don't know this, Mr. Guyton. Chicago was founded by a Black man.
DuSable. Yes.
Tell me, Dr. Carter, about the Black Wall Street history nationally.
Well, it's globally. We can go back 400,000 years to the Twa people. I mean, you know.
Wow.
Europe.
You talked about the Twa. Wow.
Yeah, the Europe did not eat unless it came by way of the Nile River. We've been feeding and teaching the Europeans about agriculture for years. And so we have to really take our rightful place. We got to wake up and realize that we are the teachers. We are the instructors. We are the originators. We are the, we talk about the Native Americans in this country, but Africa or Akabula, the people from the land of the dark people, they were here long. California named after a black queen, Khalifa. So it's nothing new. It's in our, as Dr. Guyton said, our spiritual DNA to do this. It's nothing new under the sun. And as I was saying on the call earlier for the Texas meet and greet conference call weekly, you know, when it comes to the black woman, if you look at every decade of American history, you can point to at least one black woman that God has raised up. We wouldn't be Democrats if it wasn't for Fannie Lou Hamer. We'd still be sitting in the back of the bus if it wasn't for Rosa Parks. You know, we wouldn't be free if it wasn't for Harriet Tubman. Every Stacey Abrams was raised up last decade. Who's going to be raised up this one? Not to take anything away from our brothers, but let's just be real. We got egos and you know, we're competitive, but when it comes to the nurturing and doting and seeding and harvesting of a civilization, you got to point to the black woman. So it's nothing new for there to be Fayetteville Street in Durham, for it to be Jackson Ward in Virginia. It's nothing new. It's who we are. It's look, man, if you look at the list of inventors, those who are innovators, where would America be without the stoplight, the refrigerator, the ironing board? We built this nation. Now, they don't have to give us credit.
But we should.
I'm younger. Well, we should, but we got to come into the knowledge that we're the shapers and makers of this nation. And so that's what we have to remember as we go forward. It can't be just, oh, black history. Okay, that's fine and dandy, but we got universal history here. We got galactical history here. Come on now, we got to raise our game, if you will. This is the, when people from Uganda, Brother Donnie, calls us only because they Googled us. When sisters and brothers from Kenya, from Zimbabwe, we got a president of Black Wall Street, Zimbabwe, president of Black Wall Street, Tanzania. We don't know these people, but because of social media and because they're moved by the spirit of our ancestors, they call and say, we want to have a Black Wall Street, South Africa. We want to have a Black Wall Street, Panama. We want to have, because of the spirit. So I never take the glory and credit. Dr. Guyton never takes the glory and credit because we know where it belongs. It belongs to our maker. And Brother Donnie, let me just say this for your viewers. We are specially made. We're not created. There's nowhere in any spiritual text where you will see where God created man. He didn't create man. He made man in his image and in his likeness. So if he made us, we ought to be acting like him. We ought to be looking like him. And that's what our ancestors, hey, move, boy, I'm getting happy here. That's what our ancestors did. They looked like God. They acted like God. They behaved like God. They did what God did. They restored. They rejuvenated. They revived. They regenerated. That's what we do. Oh, how it's an honor. You guys don't know how much it's an honor to wake up every morning and realize there are thousands of people around the world that when they hear my little voice, they move. I didn't do that. God did that. And so when I look at our ancestors in Tulsa, Brother Donnie, and I want to acknowledge you too. This brother here has given away thousands of awards. When he was ignited in 2011, that's how far back we go. When he was ignited in 2011, he just didn't stop with Donnie Glover. He just didn't stop with his program. He said, wait a minute. There's some people out here that need to be honored because whether they know it or not, they're operating in the spirit of Dr. A.C. Jackson. They're operating in the spirit of Mabel Little. They're operating in the spirit of Lula Williams and John Williams. They operate in the spirit of O.W. Gurley and Reverend J.B. Stratford. And he started giving awards away, acknowledging these people. So if you're watching this right now, wherever you are in this world, know that the spirit of Black Wall Street will never die.
Woo, Dr. Guyton, come on in here. You got the baton.
Well, I tell you, I love having the baton because guess what? Like I tell you, even other folks, I let them know there's a Black Wall Street in them as long as they were created by him. But I'm telling you, man, Adam walked with God. And because Adam walked with God, man, listen, it started there. It started in the garden.
Dr. Guyton, let me just jump in. The first thing that Dr. Carter told me 13 years ago, if it ain't got God in it, it ain't Black Wall Street. That I don't remember a lot of things, but I remember that. And I will tell you, we don't do an award ceremony without first blessing the Lord. And I ask him, anybody got a problem with prayer? And in 13 years of doing it, nobody has ever gotten in my way. Not that they were going to, but I'll never forget what Dr. Carter said. He said, if it ain't got God in it, because our egos can get real puffed up, real swole up. It's all about me. He said, if it ain't got God in it, it ain't Black Wall. Mm. That's what he told me.
Well, he told you the truth, man, because he's the one that said, exceed and abundantly above all that we could ask or think according to the power that's at work within us now. And if that power, which it is at work within us, in us now, it is our job to discover the Black Wall Street in us. It's Ephesians, Second Corinthians 4:7, it talks about, and he put his treasure in earthen vessels. I'm telling you, man, that's Black Wall Street that he put in us. That's him. That's him. He put, when he put him in us. And see, the problem is so many of us pitch our tent in a four chase and try to settle and make that think that's right. That is not what he has for us. That's not how he made for us. I'm telling you, to this day, before the foundation of the earth in eternity past, he knew about this conversation that we are having right now. And then he put this conversation from eternity past into time for such a time as this that we can talk and then we can discuss and we can begin to go forward in acknowledging him for who he is and what he's done. At the same time, until we know who we are or whose we are, how can we say who we are? So we have to begin to understand who we're not, so we can know who we are and who we are becoming, how he created us in his image.
Listen. Man, I thought you was about to jump into the 90th Psalm. You were saying, ever thou hast formed the earth from everlasting to everlasting.
Come on. Come on. God. That is him. I'm telling you. They try to tell us about guys like Socrates, all these guys that all they did was take what we've done.
They stole
and began to. So, I mean, civilization. If you don't deal with us through civilization, listen, you may as well take everything that is being done out. Take everything out. It started and it went east. It didn't start east and they had to come back. No, it went east. So every Chinatown you see, what do you see? You see a model of Black Wall Street across the planet, every Chinatown. We taught them.
Wow.
They learned well.
What a point.
That's right.
Listen, they didn't know that. It went east. It didn't start east. It went east. And because it went east, listen, that's how all of this stuff began. That's how all did.
Dr. Guyton, I want to ask a special request of you right now. Is that all right?
Please.
The word says pray without ceasing. And I want to thank you both for taking time out of your busy schedules. I know people are calling Dr. Carter from everywhere, from the White House to the other house. But yeah, he took time and he found us worthy. So I don't want to eat up time. But can we lift up Dr. Michael Carter in prayer? The word says we ought to pray for our leaders. I ain't going to lie, I struggle with praying for Donald Trump because I don't call him my leader. But Dr. Michael Carter is my leader, and he has been. I think I might even be a year older than him, but he has been my mentor through this journey and helped me to understand how it all fits together. So can we lift him up and pray?
Yes, we can. And listen, I understand, man, exactly what you are saying, because before the foundation of the earth, before he was picked up off that porch, God had already planned him to do that, what he did. I mean, the Black Wall Street movement started over 25 years ago with this young man from that porch. And we thank God for it. Now you see Black Wall Street in every town across the country. But I'm telling you, it's a movement from the inside out. And we thank you, Father, that you raised up this torch in Dr. Carter, that he would go and carry high that flame. And Father, that he would continue to light the candles all across this globe,
yes,
and allowing people to come to know that there is a Black Wall Street in every one of us. We thank you for the platform that was created through him by you, Black Wall Street USA, Lord God, that would allow us to come forth with that gift that you put in us, Father, for such a time as this, Father. Your word declares that the first will be last and the last will be first. And Father, that movement that is taking place, that elevation that's taking place, even now, Lord God, that this is just the beginning. Father, you said in your word, that our latter will be greater than our past, Father. And we thank you that that is coming forth even now as we pray, even now as we speak, even now as we decree, even now as we declare that you, Father, has allowed us to come, even this time. Here we are, globally, being able to shout grace all over the place, being excited, ignited, and delighted because of what God is doing through this brother here. And we thank him that he would allow us, Father, to be a part of this global movement to move you, that people can recognize who you are as they recognize who they are, Lord God, in you, Father. So we are grateful.
Thank you, Lord.
We glorify you. We are excited, ignited, delighted, Lord God. We magnify you, Lord God. We lift you up.
Hallelujah.
As we lift our brother up, Lord God, that you use him to continue, Father, to carry the torch, to lift high the flame, Father.
Yes, Lord.
To bring forth, Father.
My God.
That, Father, kingdom movement, Lord God.
That
will bring you, Father, to the hearts of man, Father.
Oh, hallelujah.
Do this, Lord God.
Glory.
You gave him that eye back in 89, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
And Father, now it's a global movement, Lord. Only to begin to be a movement. Father, we thank you that your word declares that our latter will be greater than our former, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
It is beginning to come forth even now, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
On this broadcast here, Lord God, how you use Brother Donnie, Lord God.
Use him, Lord. Use him, Lord.
To share, because we care, Father. How you, Father, raise Dr. Carter up, Father. With the voice, with the sound of the voice that you've given him, Lord God, to decree and declare your goodness now for such a time as this. Father, now multiply his voice, Father. Multiply his abilities, Father.
Please.
That will bring you forth, Father. To go forth in the heart of man, Father. That they will see you for according to who you created us to be, the gift, that treasure in us, Lord God. That come forth, Father, because we recognize who you are. We recognize who we are, Lord God, in you.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Father,
Lord.
We thank you, Father, for this call, this time with Dr. Carter, Father. And we pray in this life, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree, declare
in
that
the
is
name
so.
Of Jesus.
And we thank you, Lord. We glorify
Hallelujah.
You. And you be magnified. Yeah. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We thank you, Lord God. We decree it, we declare it so. In the name of Jesus.
In the name
Hallelujah.
I want to thank you for your patience. Because, Lord, I know I can be a handful. I know I can ask a bunch of questions and more questions. And questions on top of, and he's right there like Pete Rose, like Brooks Robinson on third base. Gotcha. Throwing on up. What else? What's your next question? Got it. What else you got? And he was patient with me, Dr. Guyton. He was patient, but I still can't forget his first words. If God ain't in it, it ain't Black Wall Street. I had all kinds of questions. He said, if God ain't in it, it ain't Black Wall. And that has that has kept me straight and narrow. Because you meet all kinds of people on this road.
Yeah, you can't minimize what God has already maximized, man. You just can't do it. No, it'll never work. It'll never work. When we say exceeded abundantly above all that we could ask or think, that is him. That is Abba Father. And he gave a visible picture of that in Tulsa, in Greenwood. Right. See, they don't talk about this, but it's the truth that goes beyond the fact, right? During that same time, there was a couple of other movements, right? It was a plague that was going forth. It was the swine. It was it was the swine flu plague. It was one of those. One of those flu plagues, right? But it could not come to Tulsa. That sickness had no way to get there. Couldn't get in it.
Right.
But yet it was a plague that went across the whole United States. Now the other movement was the Azusa revival movement. That took place during the same time. So we saw Black Wall Street in the spirit as well. And it's because the Father was moving so mightily in the midst of all of this, it had to be recognized. So what's the difference between what took place in Jackson Ward? What's the difference between what took place in Durham? Is that when Tulsa was moving.
Bubonic plague.
Yeah. They did the bubonic plague. That was another pandemic in the 18. So they had the Ebola, they had the bubonic plague, they had the swine flu plague, then they had the coronavirus, whatever this thing is. So it's been a pandemic all this time. So there was nothing but a pandemic. But Black Wall Street was a pandemic too.
Yes,
and if you look at my shirt, it talks about Black Wall Street, new pandemic. And we decree and declare that this pandemic is to begin to set up the stage to usher us back to him. You know, that day when he says one day that sky will crack and unfold, and man, we that are alive and remain will be caught up to meet him in the sky. But before that takes place, I'm talking about we have to occupy until he comes. And so that's our focus. We're occupying until he comes. And what is that? That's Black Wall Street, Captain. That is Black Wall Street.
So, Dr. Cotton, I gotta bring it on home to you and let you take us on home. When you got this idea, did you ever have a moment like Noah? God told Noah to go and build the ark and get these male and females of all of these people. Did you ever have that moment where you say, God, especially dealing with our people, we can be a very peculiar people. Did you ever have one of them moments where you say, God, what are you telling me to do? Come on, Dr. Carter.
I'd be lying if I didn't. And one of the things that God, the Spirit revealed to me, you know, when you fill out a job application or your resume, they got your objective, your work experience, your education, they got hobbies, and then you put some references on there. But there's two main sections missing from a resume and an application. The main section missing is your gift. You will never see on an application where they ask you what your gift is, not your work experience, but your gift. And the other thing section is missing is what's in your heart. Employers never ask future employees what's in their heart. And so I had to stop making the movement about me. And then I had to start looking at people in terms of what's in their heart and what their gift is. See, I don't care what your gift is. You can work at Starbucks or Salesforce or Amazon or Burger King. You could take your gift anywhere and operate in that gift. And that is what, when it comes to our people, I let them know off the top when they get on the phone with me. They start talking about what they've done in the community and their work experience and what's on their resume. And I stop them. I say, listen, I'm not interested in any of that. The only thing I'm interested in, as God is what's in your heart. The Bible says in 2 Samuel, he says, God don't look at man. God don't look at man the way man does. God don't look at the stature of man. God looks upon the heart. And one of the preachers asked me, he said, well, Dr. Carter, why does God look upon the heart instead of in the heart? I said, well, have you ever walked up to an apple tree and the apple tree told you what it was? You can tell what that apple tree is by the fruit it bears. You look upon it. And so that's what we do in this movement. We look at the heart of man. We look at what your gift is. And as evident by this brother here that's on the call with us, Dr. Guyton, that's the only reason he's in leadership is because of what's in his heart. So when I stop looking at people's connections and their money and their resumes and their experience and start looking at their heart, that's how you were sent, Brother Donnie. That's how Dr. Guyton was sent. And 580 other officers and council members in this movement, many of which I've never met. Isn't that something? That's amazing that people working in this movement have yet to meet me. So what that means is it's not about me. It's about the gift God put in them. And so that's what I had to cut. That's the conclusion, Brother Donnie. You know, I had to come to because I can't do it like the world does it. I can't do it a ration. You know, I'm going to leave you with this. There are five ways that people reject God. The first way is the worldly minded, the carnal minded. The second way is the rationalist. They bad behavior. They rationalize their behavior. The third way is like Putin over in Russia. These are warmongers, men of brute force, killing innocent children. And then the biggest rejectors of God is church folk. People go to church every Sunday and they reject God. And then the fifth way is God is rejected by his own. See, like when the children of Israel went into the wilderness, he gave them manna from heaven and they still complained, turned their back on God, defiled his judgments and did away with his statutes. And didn't worship idol gods. So I'm glad this is being recorded because you got people going to church. Look at the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church, God bless them, is the biggest rejecter of God. You can't talk about the Jesus if you out there molesting and abusing children. You a lie and the truth ain't in you. You a front and God ain't with your program. So the biggest rejecters of God is church folk. And I'm on a quest to stop out all these fake preachers out here messing up people's lives and destroying their emotional and the spiritual set. There was a church in Asia Minor. The name of that church was Sardis. You went to Sardis, the church of Sardis, and to die spiritually a little bit Sunday after Sunday. There was another church, Ephesus. When you went to Ephesus, you didn't feel the love. They had diminishing love. So you asked the question, and that's the answer, brother, because that's the only way we could do this is in the spirit. It can't be any other fleshly way. It has to be in the spirit.
Doc, we want people to go to what website? We want them to go to blackusa.org, Black Wall Street.
Go to Black Wall. Yeah, no, no. Blackwallstreet.org /join. I want, if you're watching this and you love what our ancestors left us with, willed us to us, we inherited this from them. Blessed by God, but inherited from our ancestors. Support this movement. Now, we ain't about $65. You can keep your $65 because if you're going to join, you're going to join. If you're not, you're not. But what I'm saying is we have young people. We have, for example, Dr. Guyton's state council, every state council, including Maryland, got initiative. And you could tell us too, Donnie, your initiative, but Dr. Guyton's initiative is the healthiest state of Texas. That's one of his, go to blackwallstreet.org/Texas. And then we got the Graduate Gift Initiative. We got the Deacon Jones Initiative. We got the United Small Business Initiative. We got the National Autism Initiative, all under the leadership of this man you see here, right, Dr. Guyton. These are initiatives we need to advance for our people. So if it's in your heart, go there, join, blackwallstreet.org/join. And since we're honoring and commemorating today, go read about O.W. Gurley. Go read about J.B. Stratford, Lula Williams, Dr. A.C. Jackson. So go to blackwallstreet.org/ourhistory. And when I say our history, this ain't just black history. I tell every white person I get a check. By the way, whenever you're around a white person, please take full control and authority. Class is in session. Every time you round somebody who's not like us, you need to start teaching them. Indian, Asian, Mexican, let them know you would not have any freedoms if it had not been for the sacrifice of your melanated brother. Stop walking around America like you earned this. You didn't earn this. Black people died for you had a right to cuss another black person out. So, Boy, you opened Pandora's box on that one, Brother Donnie. But go there, blackwallstreet.org/ourhistory. And if you want to know more about the movement and what we actually do, blackwallstreet.org/movement.pdf. That's our white paper to show you organizations who've actually got their nonprofit status, their articles of incorporation, and have started their Black Wall Street districts over the past several years. But get involved. And I also encourage you, anytime Donnie Glover put out anything, I don't care what he put out, make sure you posting it, sharing it, and getting it into the faces of our people. We'll post anything on Chinese on TikTok and Lily White on former Twitter and the Jewish on Facebook. Well, we need to start pushing and promoting our own media and get out of that crab in the barrel spirit. Stop doing that. We need to work together in the spirit. See, the reason we don't work together, we're trying to work together in the flesh. And that ain't gonna work. That ain't gonna do nothing but produce a whole bunch of baby daddies and baby mamas. But we need to work together in the spirit to show God that we honor him for the life that he gave us. He didn't have to do it. Wake up every morning and tell God, you didn't have to let me wake up this morning, and I thank you. Tell your ancestors, you didn't have to leave me anything, but we thank you. Our ancestors right now at this very second is proud of all three of us for what we've submitted ourselves to doing. They're proud of us. And I don't take that lightly. Oh, bless his name. Bless his holy name.
Thank you, big brother.
God bless you, brother.
Thank you for taking time out of your day on this special day. I thought I was going to be at the White House doing this broadcast, but I'm at the Black House. And I'm even more grateful. Don't need to be at the White House. I just need to be at the Black House. Thank God for this house.
And we thank God that you're in the house.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
We thank God that you're in the house.
Yes, sir. Keep on doing what you're doing, Brother Donnie, because you're going to get. Oh, and by the way, everybody, he didn't mention it. And Donnie's modest, but he has two books out there, Unapologetically Black and I Am Black Wall Street. And Sister Jackie Cummins in 25th Street there in Baltimore. If you ever in the Baltimore, because this video, once Brother Donnie releases it, we're going to post this worldwide. So if you ever in the DMV, if you ever in Baltimore, make sure you got your Visa card and your MasterCard. Even if you don't need your hair done, get it done again. Go down there to 25th Street and meet Sister Jackie Cummins. She was so elated when she finally got her Black Wall Street sign up on the pole. And it just shows the spirit. I don't know her. And she came by way of Brother Donnie. That just goes to show you the power of what's going on here. Black Wall Street, Baltimore. You need to get there. You need to spend your money there and do it more often.
Big brother, I got to share something with you that I learned.
Yes,
just
sir.
Like you said, it wasn't about you. I had to learn real quick. Donnie, this ain't about you. Let me tell you what happened. Down in Washington, D.C., somebody planned an event. This was 12 or 10 years ago. And I get a phone call. I say, Donnie, is this your Black Wall Street event? Now, I'll be honest. I caught some feelings. No, it wasn't my event. But then the Holy Spirit smacked me upside the head. It said, dummy, to God be the glory. If they doing Black Wall Street events right down the block from you, That means you did your job.
Right. Mm. Come on here, man. Come on here, man. Mm. Come on here. Come on here. Come on here.
It was never about you. You did your job.
Mm-hmm.
They caught the bounce pass and did a layer.
Right.
So now, I don't care if they never mention my name. I know I did my job, which was to give them a bounce pass and let them pass it on.
Mm-hmm. Big Mama never always got the credit because, you know, the way the world sees it, you know, she don't have a degree. She don't have a lot of money. She don't have this. She don't have that. But what Big Mama had was love. What she had was, you know, mother's wit. What she had was the spirit of the Lord. And so no matter how much you accomplishing in life, no matter how much money you make, it all goes back to your roots. It all goes back to your start. It all goes back to your beginning. And when you go back and look at your beginning, who's sitting in that chair? Big Mama. So she don't always get the credit. She don't. And at the end of the day, if we get into the spirit you just described, brother, can you imagine where we would be? That's the vision. And so as I tell my team all the time, I don't mind you calling Dr. Carter about small things, but remember, you know, I have to fly the plane. And so when I come over to intercom and give you instructions, it's not a conversation. Y'all ever fly on a plane and the pilot come on and tell you we about to hit turbulence? Well, no matter who you are, no matter how rich you are, your race, your gender, your education, it don't matter who you are. You can't talk back to the pilot and you can't do nothing about the turbulence. You just got to ride it out and pray God the plane don't crash. So I tell people all the time, even though I'm flying the plane, the vision is not mine. That's God's. And he let me have temporary access to it. So since it's a temporary ministry, I got to be on my job. And when the harvest is ready, I got to be there. And so, brother, I commend you for seeing that, because a lot of people who work with our brothers and sisters, they don't see that. They literally believe that it's all about them, but it's not. And so I bless you, brother. God bless you. That's what you call spiritual growth.
Dr. Carter. I'm coming.
Huh? I got a special treat for you, Doc. You just hold tight. You have blessed us. Dr. Guyton, how can people get in touch with you?
The way they get in touch with me is area code 469-365-9985. They can call me direct. I am home. Again, area code 469.
Did he freeze? I think he did.
But that's his number, 469-365-9985. There you go. There you go. Come on, Doc.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Okay, again, they can email me at drfdgarise@gmail.com.
And Dr. Guyton has open seats on the, if you're watching, a lot of people gonna see this in Texas. We're gonna put this everywhere. He's accepting nominations for the Black Wall Street Texas Council. So if you're in Texas and you see this, please reach out to him. We do not recruit. We didn't recruit our mothers and fathers. So we don't have the right to recruit anybody for this movement. God sends people to the movement. And so if you're interested, you have an initiative to make somebody else's life better in Texas, reach out to this this auspicious brother here, and he will show you the leadership. Yeah.
So look, I was hoping that this Black Wall Street lady would jump on and say hello. It's, my phone done died. We've been trying to. It's all right. Everything happens exactly how it's supposed to happen. Dr. Guyton in Texas, Dr. Carter, you out there in California. I'm over here on the East Coast. Yeah. This is a national show all by itself. The White House need us.
I love it. More of it.
President Biden need us more than we need him.
And well, that's they a fact.
Don't realize it, yeah. Oh, yeah, they do.
They don't.
He realizes it.
The White House call here every day. They want coverage. They want us to get the message out every day. Mm. They know. They know what time it is.
Yeah. Well, they need to act like it because we had a critical point where we are at a point where we could actually have a felon.
There's a surprise for you there, Doc. Look there, Doc. Look at the screen.
Is that Sister Cummins?
That's her.
Hello.
God bless you, Sister Cummins.
Good to see you.
Yeah, this we're so proud of this young lady in Baltimore, and how our ancestors and God is inspired and using her to do something bigger than herself. And so when you get a chance, please go to her Instagram, go to her Facebook. And when you, like I said earlier, if you in the DMV and you in Baltimore, DC, there's no excuse now. You need to spend your money with the merchants that this sister has taken under her wing.
Tell them what you do, Jackie.
Well, I definitely host we have a nonprofit, Notre Maison Connect, working with youth 18 to 22 now. And we host the Black Wall Street Expo on 25th Street. We also host blood drives with the American Red Cross. Because our blood is significant. We need our blood in our community. Our blood is the only blood that can help other African Americans with the sickle cell trait and who has sickle cell and other blood-borne diseases. We support Black business and Black community as a whole, for sure.
Stop playing, girl. Tell them about them buildings you got. How many businesses on Black Wall Street? Hey, Jackie, don't make me come over there.
Okay. So I own five commercial properties on 25th Street. We were recently